Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, Pastor Mahlangu.
Good afternoon, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Fantastic. Well, we are going to be talking about creation this afternoon together with you. And of course, the next 3 days, yes, until Friday, we are going to be talking about creation. So first off, Genesis, tells us the story of the six-day creation week, followed by the first Sabbath. Now, God's relational love is introduced right away as it creates a perfect world, but then personally forms the first two human beings to populate this planet. And this is how we get the story of the creation. But Pastor, please outline to us and give us the creation account according to the scriptures.
Hello?
Can you hear me, Pastor?
Hello?
Pastor, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Yes, did you hear the question?
Let's take it again.
I'm saying, Gab, would you please give us the creation account according to the Bible?
With the creation account, we are looking at the book of Genesis, where God is creating the heavens and the earth. And in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty. I'm reading from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, which tells us that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. The Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. He separated the light from the darkness, calling the light day and the darkness night. God continued to create by separating the waters above the waters below, forming the sky. He gathered the waters below to form seas and land, creating dry ground. And God caused plants and vegetation to grow on the land, each according to his own kind. He then created the sun, moon, and stars to govern day and night and to mark seasons, days, and years. God filled the seas and the skies with the living creatures, and he commanded them to multiply. Next, God created living creatures on the land, including animals, each according to their kind. Finally, God said, "Let us make man, human beings, in our image, to be like us." So God created humans, male and female, and blessed them. He gave them dominion over all the creatures of the earth and instructed them to be fruitful and to multiply. So basically, this is the summary of the creation week. And then on the seventh day, God rested. Not because he was tired, but he has finished all his work, and he wants to hallow and to bless the day that he has. So this is the basic summary of the creation week from day one up to day number six. I hope I'm answering your question.
Yes, you are. Definitely, you are giving us the account. So was this world then, in light of what you have said, created in six literal days, effectively, was it referring to a 24-hour period of time?
Yes, definitely. Yes, definitely. It's not like God was struggling to bring these things into being. More to say, it is only the spoken word. So can you imagine how voice or word travel the speed of sound? Within a split of a second, sound is transmitted from one point to another. And come to think of it, that even 24 hours is a very long period of time. God could have done that in those, but he wanted to separate them in those days. So he separated day and night. And remember where we are getting this. When you go to the Hebrew rendition, you'll appreciate the word that has been used there for day. You'll appreciate that the word that has been used for day is Yom. So Yom Vayom, which means day by day, which means or every day. So Yom is translated as in 24 hours, which means a day. So yes, God created in the literal 24 hours, each day representing the 24 hours and giving us six literal days, not spiritual or prophetic days. but 6 literal days the world was created.
Now, you know, I wonder, because is it creation in 6 days or is it creation in 7 days? Because I think in Genesis 2, we are told that on the seventh day, he finished his work that he has done. So was the seventh day created, or the creation ended on the sixth day? What happened there?
The creation ended on the sixth day.
So the seventh day was already there.
He was already there. He's reflected. Was the last thing to be created is man, which is done on the sixth day. So on the sixth day, God has done everything, and then he says, let us create man. So on the seventh day, he then says, I'm resting from my work. As I had highlighted, he's not resting because he's tired, but he's saying, I'm resting because I finished what I've been doing. So in 6 literal days, God created the heavens and the earth, where he's separating the day from the night.
So hang on, Pastor.
The water from
hang on. So God found the days there. All he did was to make things on those days.
He is the one who created the days. Remember, the days are separated day and night. As you go back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, you would notice that where he is talking about the days, he is putting the days into being. And it makes it difficult for us to actually make a conclusion to say, is God really creating the days on that particular time, or the days were already there? Remember, God is not defined by time.
Yeah. Which is why I'm asking, because if he created the days, it should not stand that the creation was 6 days, but it should be 7 days, because the seventh day was also created. Not so?
The seventh day was created. You're saying the seventh day was created. Yes, the seventh day was created. Or you're saying the creation was not yet ended.
Yes. So I'm saying that...
Or it's just a learning process.
Yeah, because I'm saying, if God then didn't find the days there, but he actually created each day as it came. So evening in the morning, the first day was there. So he created the day itself. So if he created the days, did he find the seventh day already there? And he just rested?
That's a very interesting one. Allow me to research on that one so that I don't preach heresy to the saints.
Okay.
But from my own understanding is that God is there before time.
Yes,
God created time. Yes.
So he may have created the seventh day then. Because he's the creator after all.
Yes, he is the creator. So he created the seventh day, yes.
So effectively, on the seventh day, he continued with the creative work, because he created the day.
Of creating days. That becomes interesting, because the days are already there, remember. So if the days are already there,
so effectively, he just found the days there. All he did was just to create things on the days.
No, we are saying, remember, he is the one who says, let there be light.
Uh-huh.
And he separated the day from the night. So, and we have day number one.
Uh-huh.
So it is God who is bringing these days into being. So God is creating the days, yes. So when he has created day number one, he brings them to day number seven. So day number seven is already day after day number one has been created. Let me not confuse you.
You know, you're finishing me, actually. You are finishing me. So
now let's take it back to Genesis. Take it back to Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1.
Sure.
Yes. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Are we together there?
Yes.
Verse number 2. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. The Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. Are we still together?
Yes.
Verse number 3, God said, let there be light, and there was light. He separated the light from the darkness, calling the light day and the darkness night.
Yeah.
That was day number one.
So at that point, he then created the first day.
He created the first day.
Aha. So, and then, and then, okay, take me through, take me through. So the first day is created. Right. And then what happens?
All right. Then what happens is that the first day has been created. Night comes, and then the other day comes. So we mean that the process of creation has already been done. The days have already been put in place from the first day.
Okay.
So it becomes a continued process until day number seven. And then we start again to day number one.
Okay. So effectively, God created these days himself day by day.
Yes. He already put the system in place. So when you have got morning and night, you have a day. So if the system is already in place to say, we have morning and night, this is day number one. So tomorrow we have morning and night, that's day number two. The system is already in place.
So God created the system on the first day. Is that what the scripture says, Mfundisi? Is this what you're assuming?
Let's go back to the Bible. Do you have your Bible close by?
Yes, I do have my Bible close by.
You have your Bible close by?
Yes.
Let's go to Genesis.
All right.
And move together.
All right.
Genesis chapter 1, verse number 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
Correct.
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
Yeah.
Verse number 3, God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
Yeah, so according to this, we had the first day on this day.
Yes.
And then,
so what is God creating? What did God create on the second day?
Yeah. And then he says there on verse 6, and let there be an expanse between the waters to separate water from water. So God made the expanse from the water above it, and so it was so. God called the expanse the sky and the evening. And there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. So effectively, that morning and evening was not there on the first day. It only occurred on the second day. This is what I'm reading. So effectively, the second day was created on the second day.
Now, the Bible is no longer telling us the narration of the creation of the days. It's now telling us of the activities that is happening on the continued days.
I see. Okay.
On day number two, it's now telling us what God did on day number two.
Ah, okay. All right. I see.
Yes.
Well,
so this is why I was saying the system is already put in place. We now know that morning and night is a day. So we don't have to repeat that exercise again. It's already there. So if you have morning and night today, we have morning and night today, tomorrow that's day number two, morning and night that's day number three, morning and night that's day number four. So this thing has already been put into place. And God is no longer, this is why the author is no longer taking time to actually repeat the process, because it is already there. But now, he now tells us what is happening in the days that have already been created.
I see. All right. Thank you for that, and thank you for that explanation. Now, why did he... So you are saying that he did not create day number seven. Day number seven already existed from day one. Is that what you are saying?
Day number one, day number two, day number three, up to day number seven already there. They're already in place. So in the following days, he is simply putting the things that are needed in those particular days.
I see.
And this is why... If this is why he decides to create man in day number six, and this is why he decides to rest on day number seven, because he has finished his work, and he has already put the days in place from day number one up to day number seven.
Ah, I see. Well, quite interesting that you say that, I get you. Now, so day six, he creates man in his own image. and you know, but the previous days he's been saying, let there be, and there was. And comes day six, he now rolls his sleeves.
Yes.
And then he molds with his own hands. He doesn't speak into existence like the other days. Why was that the case?
God realizes the importance of human beings because he creates man as a free moral agent who can actually think and behave and be a god, small g. And he wants men to have dominion over the other things that he has created. So he takes time to create men in his own image, because he says, let's create men in our own what? In our own image. So these are free agents that are supposed to think and worship God in the way that they have been created. So God deliberately says, let us make men in our own image, male and female, and he gave them the dominion over all the creatures of the earth and instructed them to be fruitful and to multiply, because he wants them to take charge over the earth. This is why he makes that distinction between what he is said to be and the man that he has created. So this is an instruction that God is given, and this is what the word is saying. So eventually, what is coming out clear, God wants, he is making this human being in his own image, so that this human being can take charge of the what? Of the earth. And it's true. Adam and Eve is given an opportunity to name the animals, to prune the garden, to take care of the garden and things that are around them. And this is why God is deliberately doing it that way.
I see. Well, very interesting. And then if we, you know, are being completely objective, the biblical account of creation sounds like something out of a fiction novel. Why are we so sure that this is actually true?
If it is not true, then what is?
Well, there are other views around the world. We could explore them.
Yes. No, not that I'm making it difficult. No, it's just a rhetoric question. To actually say this is the best explanation ever. Other explanations, yes, they are there, but they've got their own limitations. But here we have got a creator God who has created the heavens and the earth. He has come to being. And even when you are taking other explanations that can come, you're asking yourself, okay, this thing came to be and this thing came to be. Where did it come from? It is to be created by someone. So this one, the one that we carry currently, is the one that tells us that everything was created by God. So which means there's an originator of everything, of all these things. Well, in our limited mind, one might want to say, so where did this creator God come from? Then that one, we'll have to ask him when we get to heaven. But for now, we know that all these things that we have, the cells, the whatever, the enzymes and everything else that one might want to credit to the creation story, they go to the creator God. He's the one who created the cells, the enzymes, and the tissues, and all the other things that we may want to think of. So everything takes us back to God. He is the creator God. Yes, it might sound like a fictitious story, but the question that I asked myself also yesterday, if it is not God, then who it is?
Well, I think we are going to be ending it right there. Pastor, we are going to be meeting with you again tomorrow at the same time, same place. I must thank you so much for agreeing to speak to us and, of course, connecting once again tomorrow. Thank you for coming through.
Thank you. God bless you.
Blessings.
Adventist World Radio.